Here on WBAL News Radio 1090, we'll do headlines coming up. I want to mention this right now. Patriot League basketball tournament, Navy 41, Army 40, 7:30 to go in the second half. And in the other side of that bracket, Holy Cross is really dominating Loyola of Maryland, 52-34. So we'll see how the Maryland teams shake out tonight in that tournament. But joining us right now from Golf Digest, our friend Ron Cyrak. Ron, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me on.
And I know you were a little late coming on, but you have a really good excuse for it.
Yeah, I've been chosen to get the PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award.
Wow.
This year.
And, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It just means I've been doing this a long time, but a film crew came up to make the video. The award will be presented at the Masters this year, and they come up to do a video about me to show during the ceremony. So that's what we were tied up doing today.
That's
so
a good excuse.
Happy to be on with you now. So.
That's a good excuse, Ron. Congratulations. That's awesome. And you mentioned the Masters. We're about a month out, and it's been just terrible weather here in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, so it's nice to think about the Masters right now.
Tell me about it. I'm on Cape Cod right now.
Record-setting, right?
We're just getting hammered and hammered and hammered, and I can't wait. I went down at was down to Palm Beach Gardens during the Honda tournament last week, and going to get out to Arizona for a women's tournament in a couple of weeks. But, man, it would be nice to get away from this weather.
One of the things I think about the game, it's the game within the game. And I know that earlier in February there had been talks as far as the caddies and the PGA Tour and trying to give them a piece of the pie, the endorsement pie, because obviously the bibs that they wear, they have, you know, a lot of the tournament sponsors' names and stuff on them. Where is that as far as the lawsuit that was brought against the PGA Tour on behalf of the caddies?
Yeah, this movement's been going on for quite a while right now, because the caddies, they have virtually no job security. They have no health plan. They have no pension plans. And their position is that the bibs that they have to wear at every tournament have advertising on them, and that they should be getting a little bit of cut of that pie, even if the money doesn't go directly to caddies, but goes into some sort of fund for pension or health care or something like that. It's going to be an interesting issue to see go out there. And, we're talking about not all that many guys. You know, I mean, there's a couple hundred caddies out there who are full-time professional caddies. And they're left at the mercy of their own player and what kind of deal they can negotiate. And some players are more generous with their caddies than others. There have been caddies in the past who have gotten health care plans through their players, but that's a very, very rare minority. So it's going to be fascinating to see where this goes, because there is a lot of money being generated from that advertising that's on those caddy bibs.
Mm.
I know.
Interesting.
One of the other big topics has been the Ryder Cup and the selection of the captain, Davis Love III. He's named the Ryder Cup captain. A lot of talk has been about kind of the fallout of the American dominance, the way the Europeans go about it. Is Davis Love the right pick? I know people talked about Freddie Couples. And also, can you give us a little bit of a backstory on Phil Mickelson and his kind of just, you know, frustration or I guess I don't really know how to say it, but he was really ticked off how the whole flow of this past Ryder Cup been, and he vented it to said captain that was, yeah, a major winner and a major player on the national as well as international stage.
Yeah, you know, and Phil did it in a very unusual venue, which is right after the Americans lost the Ryder Cup in Glen Eagle, Scotland for the eighth time in the last 10 competitions. They're sitting at the press conference, the losers' press conference, and Phil Mickelson's sitting three people away from his captain, Tom Watson, and he ripped his captain.
Yes.
Essentially said, we had no communication in our team. This was not a good setup. And that was, everything Phil said was valid. You could question the venue in which he chose to say it. You don't really see that happening that often. It's hard to imagine a team sport a player ribbing his manager or coach in a press conference right after the event. But it made the PGA of America create a 11-person task force to figure out how to better pick a captain. And when I first heard that this task force came up with Davis Love as its captain, I thought, well, that's weird. They picked a guy who's already lost the Ryder Cup as their captain. But then when I went to the press conference down in Palm Beach Gardens, a lot of the other changes they've made are really, really good. Mm. They're going to have four vice captains. Two of those vice captains are going to be past captains. So they're going to bring past knowledge into the equation.
Mm.
And they're going to delay the picking of the final of the – they're going to have four captains' picks, and they're going to delay the picking of the fourth one as far as they possibly can so they can get whoever the hottest player is right now. So I think those are all – really important step forwards for the U.S. side.
Ron Cyrak from Golf Digest is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And Ron, we said the Masters is a month away. Beyond what we're hearing about Tiger and this claim that's been retracted right now, where is he health-wise? What is the best-case scenario for Tiger right now?
You know, it's always hard to know where he is health-wise because his team is not very giving, not very forthright about where he stands. But I think it's safe to say this: Tiger right now is being hit with a perfect storm of three different things. He's got physical problems, he's got technical problems, and he's got mental problems. Clearly, his body has been breaking down over the last couple years. He's had four surgeries on his left knee. He had back surgery last year. Technically, he's been a mess. We saw some of it. He's had the chipping yips. He's played two tournaments this year in the PGA Tour, missed the cut in the first one and quit after 11 holes in the second one. And all that comes back to then he's got also mental problems in there. He no longer intimidates other players out there, and he no longer has this sense of belief that he's the best player in the world. That's very clear. And you look at the young guys. Rory McIlroy's 25 years old. Jordan Spieth's 21 years old. Well, Tiger Woods last won a major 7 years ago, 2008. These guys have never seen the real Tiger Woods, so they're not intimidated by him. And I think that's really hard for him out there. He doesn't go out there with the same fear factor that he had 6, 7, 8 years ago.
So ultimately, I know that it's about the 18. Will he get to 18? And yes, you have a very short amount of time to answer that question. I know there's some more detail than that. But yes, I'm just curious whether or not Jack is going to breathe a sigh of relief because of Tiger's mental, physical, and swing technical issues.
The short answer to that is I think that 18, for Tiger to get five more majors to get the 19 to pass Jack, I think that's a real reach right now.
Mm.
That said, if Tiger went out and won the Masters this year, believability would come back into the equation, and people would start to think, oh, maybe he can do it, and then we would see where we go from there. But right now, you're asking him to win as many majors after the age of 39 as Phil Mickelson's won in his career. You're asking him to have Phil Mickelson's career from the age of 39 on, win five more majors. That's
amazing
that's a
perspective.
That's a reach. That's a reach for me.
That's a great perspective. We're used to it from Ron Cyrak of Golf Digest. Ron, great stuff. Thank you so much. I hope we can have you on again before the Masters.
Guys, my pleasure. Anytime you need me, you know where to find me.
And congratulations again on the award. We'll come back. We will do an abbreviated edition of Headlines. That's next.